definitely human.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Sainsbury's Ginger Nuts.
And as always, we'll be judging the biscuits on taste, texture, and biscuitness. And I'm happy to say this week we are joined by some workers in the next flat who are doing a lot of drilling and sawing. Yeah. Say hi, guys.
They've been working next door for the last week.
Pretty relaxed about it.
Yeah. It's been pretty rough. I'm not feeling too well either, so if I sound a little different, sound a little huskier than usual.
Yeah, I might say, I suppose you should introduce the biscuit first before we start making any jokes. the ginger nut, I believe in America they have ginger snaps, which is a similar sort of thing.
Is that what they call them?
Apparently.
Because we have ginger snaps here as well.
Yeah, different thing. Oh. But this is, in America, they're like, these sort of like drop cookies or something they call them.
There's a film called Ginger Snaps as well, which is very good.
Is it about vampires?
Werewolves.
Oh, close.
Basically the
same. Ballpark. Yeah. Is any good?
Actually, yeah. Yeah. It's very good.
Okay.
That's all there is to say about
that's
that.
That's the David Knight review for Ginger Snaps. It's very good. Ginger nuts. I don't really have much in the way of background or history for these.
I'm very fond of them. This is another nostalgic biscuit, so I'm slightly apprehensive. Yeah, for me, absolutely.
Okay, for me, it's not. It's not like a childhood biscuit.
Oh, really?
This is something I've come to later in life.
Oh, okay.
I feel like these are... My kind of general feeling about them is that they're like quite a mature biscuit. Like there's something that kids aren't really going to appreciate that much. They're like, spicy, I want something sweet. But when you're older, you realize that life isn't always so sweet and you want a biscuit to go with that.
Okay. Yeah. I am dressed as a horse.
Why?
I mean, it's obviously. Because Ginger Nuts. I'm Ginger Nuts the horse.
What?
Won the 142nd running of the New Zealand Derby.
Right.
Yeah, in 2017.
Can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah, duh. So I'm dressed as Ginger Nuts the horse today.
Okay.
And it's a very hot costume, you can probably tell.
Is Ginger Nuts still with us?
He's still with us.
He's still with us, great. Yeah. Okay.
In fact, he has been sold recently for $42,500.
That's not a bad price to get sold for. No. I'd be pretty happy to achieve that.
I don't know how much of that he saw or how much it went to the tax man.
Has he been put out to stud?
I don't think he has. I think he's just been sold to another racing thing.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Like a piece of machinery.
Like a piece of machinery, exactly. Yeah.
Which you kind of are in a way. Like the way that you produce podcasts, like a robot, you know, just kind of...
Yeah. Also made of gears.
A big atomic man opening his metal chest to deliver more podcasts.
Good joke, Dave.
The sad thing is he has so many podcasts in there, but no heart.
Don't make me cry all that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Good question.
Dressed as a big big old horse.
Yeah.
Which is quite a disconcerting look, actually. I didn't realize until I put it on, but horses are kind of scary looking.
Yeah. Well, I think the way you've dressed, because you said you kind of put on a horse costume, you got like a horse mask on.
Yeah.
But then you just covered the rest of your body in brown paint.
Yeah.
It's just...
You don't be weighed down when you're a racing horse. Yeah. You have to go fast. I also have go faster stripes that I've painted on as well.
I don't think horses usually have those, but I like them.
Well, and they have like masks as well, which is quite weird. So I've got like a horse's racing mask on as well. So it's quite an eerie look all in all.
It's not... I like it. It's not one of like your highest quality costumes.
Oh, okay.
Do you have money problems at the moment?
To be honest, I'd spent it all on the mask.
Oh, I suppose.
It's a really ultra-realistic mask. In fact, I think it might actually just be a horse's head that's been kind of like hollowed out and filled with paper mache or something.
Oh, well, it's a convincing costume, I'll say
Thank
that. As I think you'll agree mine is when I tell you who I am.
You're a traveling salesman? Or...
No.
Like a banker of some kind?
No, I just need to... Sorry, I just need to get my papers. I need to remind myself who I dressed as. I call myself... One of, because, you know, ginger nuts have got a bit of spice to them, a bit of heat.
Yeah.
Kind of one of America's spiciest characters. Often got a little hot under the collar himself. Had a bit of a fiery relationship with the Russians and the media and the American public.
This is so bad.
I am Richard Nixon.
Oh. Richard
Spicy Milhouse Spicy Fiery Nixon. Okay, so yeah, the ginger biscuit. The only fact I have about it is that there was actually a shortage of them in 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a flood, which ironically caused a biscuit drought, at the factory in Carlisle, which produces ginger nuts, bourbons, and, the irony on this, Cars water crackers. How good is that? There is a god, he's got a cracking sense of humor. So yeah, before we get into actually reviewing the biscuit, gonna read out a letter we got.
Yeah, we've got a new letters segment of the show, and you've done a jingle for it, haven't you, Dave? So take it away.
Okay. Okay, so this is from Pete. Says, hey guys, huge fan of the show. Fuck the brain surgeons, you're the real heroes.
Accurate.
Great letter, great start. I love it. Quick question, as I know you've got important things to be doing. True.
Yeah, that is also true.
Yep. Are party rings literally just hype? Every time I have one, there's a cognitive dissonance between the visual feast my eyes see and the actual reality of having the hole in the center being the most palatable part of the biscuit. Is this a metaphor for life? Am I expecting too much? How can I believe in a God that allows this to happen to good people? It's a deep question, but if anyone can help, it's you. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Pete. Well, first of all, great to hear from you, Pete. Thanks for writing in.
Yeah. Hi, Pete.
So what do you think about that?
He's right. He's expecting too much.
Yeah, I think so. I think kind of he also kind of touches on something we all feel, which is in this kind of... You know, era of sort of late capitalism, hyper-consumerism, the party ring is or kind of embodies a lot of the problems that we all face, like on a psychological level. It's like on the outside, it's very, you know, it's very bright. It's got these colors to your own. It's like, woo, party. And then you have it and it's like, ooh, sugar. Wow. Immediately. But then you start to realize there's actually no substance to this.
I don't think you should trust any product that has the word party in it, in its title.
No, especially because... All political parties have party in the title, and David doesn't trust any politicians.
Yeah.
I think the hole in the center of the party rings, he's right, that's salvation. And when this all collapses around us, we'll be free to just enjoy the nothingness. We won't have to pretend we're having this party.
So. Well, that's it. Like the thing that makes it so fun is that emptiness in the middle.
Mm.
That's the thing that draws your eye. There's something that sort of attracts you to it because of that. And you realize, like, you're basically paying more for less.
Yeah.
That's less biscuit there. It's the same thing with donuts. You get donuts with a ring donut and a hole in the middle. That's less donut.
Yeah.
But you want it. Why? What is wrong with us?
Because we've been conditioned.
Yeah.
But soon this is all going to collapse and then we'll just be able to enjoy the nothingness.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the letter, Pete. That was our first letter segment. If you want to get in touch, ask a question, say something about a biscuit, say something about us.
Well,
you know, then go to definitelyhuman.co.uk and get the details of how to contact us. Now let's review the biscuit.
Did you not want to do the closing jingle for that letters segment?
Okay. I definitely did them.
It's got quite a melancholic feel to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to remember how Requiem goes, but I couldn't. Exactly. Well, I kind of can in my head, but I can't like hum it. Okay. All right, so these are Sainsbury's ginger snaps. Are they called them ginger snaps?
Oh, what?
Okay, well, ginger snaps, ginger nuts.
Now nothing makes sense. Up is down, left is right.
There's drilling in my head. Oh my god. This is a fucking boring packet. Like, there's literally.
Is it a basics thing? Is it
like no.
their value thing?
No. This is like their standard.
Is that just the Sainsbury's orange?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, with a picture of a ginger nut.
I mean, it's just a picture of a biscuit being dunked into a cup of tea. Who would want that? Oh, wait. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a whiff of that. Have a honk of that.
Oh, God.
That's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, deep. That's really nice, actually.
All right. Okay. So, you ready?
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I like it a lot. Yeah. It's definitely sweet. Definitely getting the sweetness. Yeah. But that ginger just kind of puts a bit of edge on it, you know? Mm. We talked before about like the sweet and the sour when you get a little bit of sourness, but this is like something else. I think it's like quite refined taste.
Yeah.
This is not just like a big dollop of sugar and cream or anything. This is like, this is like a biscuit you graduate to.
Yeah. This is an adult biscuit.
Exactly, yeah. So we did the pink wafer. That's the biscuit for the child.
Yeah.
Now this is the biscuit for the adult.
I feel very adult.
I feel very adult.
I feel like
right
a big
now.
Boy eating this biscuit.
Oh, yeah, me too. Right after this, I'm going to go and get myself a pension. I'm going to get a pension and I'm going to start doing stretching every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start taking a multivitamin as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely get the ginger in the aftertaste, right?
It just gives your tongue a little slap on the way down.
Yeah, I like that.
You get like a little tingle
like that.
Left
it's
behind.
It's treating me a little bit rough. Yeah. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's playful. It's within the bounds of consent, you know? It's,
yeah.
But,
See, this is the kind of biscuit that I like. It's a little bit more rough and tumble than the other ones that we've had before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's playing with me.
Yeah. There's two of you involved here. Yeah, yeah.
This is a, you know, more than just eating a biscuit. It's like a courtship or something. Mm.
And it's given as good as it can get.
Exactly.
You know,
right?
The witticisms and the barbs, they're flying back and forth. You know?
Sparks are flying. Oh, there's electricity in the air.
It's like an old Cary Grant film or something. But it's not. I'm just eating a biscuit. I think this has kind of pushed me into full adulthood.
Yeah, yeah.
After 87 years on this planet, I am finally an adult.
After walking fully formed out of the sea. Yeah, you're kind of like, you got your legs crossed, but like at the knee.
Yeah, just kind of dangling my hands over the edge of the chair. I'm just feeling very relaxed. I'm really very confident in myself as well, you know. That kind of confidence which comes with age, where you realize a lot of the stuff you used to worry about when you're younger doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
You know, you're happy with your efforts and just kind of take the world as it is.
So you think you're going to start maybe smoking a pipe, get into beige in a big way?
Maybe. I just think I'm just going to take better care of my health. Just, you know, kind of lay off the booze a bit. Or maybe drink the same amount of booze, but just drink nicer booze.
Yeah, I think that's the trick, isn't it?
I'm going to start paying more than £6 for a bottle of wine.
I mean, you should be doing that anyway.
All right, Prince Charles, you can help.
£4. That'll probably be... not going for the cheapest option here. Treat myself no, tonight.
There's a £3.90 option, yeah. So you go for the £4. That way they know that you're not just a pleb. They're like, okay, he didn't go for the cheap one. This guy knows his stuff. You know?
So that is just vinegar. It's a little tart, but I wouldn't say that. No, that is vinegar, sir.
You ready to score it?
I think a 3.5 for me.
Okay. That's a pretty adult score, pretty sober score, I'd say.
Well, that's kind of where I'm coming at. So I'm not going to suddenly, like, you know, jump all in, like, no inhibitions. Like, oh, it's a 4. Oh, it's amazing. It's like, it's not amazing.
Yeah, right, chill out.
It's good.
Okay. 4. It's a good biscuit. And the aftertaste is good. The initial taste is good. I could eat quite a few of those, I think.
I think that's the thing is, like, I could eat a lot of those.
Yeah.
Some of the biscuits we've had before have been very sort of rich.
Yeah.
And you can only kind of, even the Choco Lieben hits.
Oh, the Viennese fingers.
Or the Viennese fingers. Oh, boy. Still couldn't eat that many of them in one sitting.
I've been training myself with the Viennese fingers. I've bought some since doing that recording. And I'm training myself to kind of up my tolerance to that much sort of butter. And it's going well.
How frequently are you vomiting now?
It's down to 4 times a day now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was 6 at the start, so it's definitely improving.
Yeah, and unless you're some sort of animal like Tom, it's like difficult to just sort of shovel those down.
Yeah.
But the ginger biscuits, I think, like you could just quite happily sort of just sit like at your desk working away and just munching through a pack.
Yeah, you could sit at your kitchen table of a Sunday morning going through your various accounts to make sure your affairs are in order, just in case you should drop dead while walking up the stairs one day, because that is a possibility the older you get.
Yeah. Well, it's something you need to really
do. That's what I do every Sunday morning. Yeah. Okay, so okay scores on the taste section.
I'd say good scores.
Okay, yeah, good scores. They're good. Well, yours was...
Mine was a good score.
Okay.
Yours was a good score as well. It was only out by half.
Okay.
Don't try and project this image of being this bright, positive guy who's so much more positive than me. I'm just as positive.
Okay. Sober dad.
I'm just as energetic and fun-loving as you are right now, okay? Just out by half a mark.
Just because I don't talk as loudly doesn't mean I'm not having as much fun. Doesn't mean I'm not as much fun, okay?
I'm very fun.
Okay, I just happen to be able to speak at a sensible volume when I have my fun. Okay, let's try the texture then.
Okay.
First of all, I'm gonna say dry. I like the texture dry. And it feels this... Because it's a very snappy biscuit.
Yeah.
It's like you bite it, it's like, bam.
There's a good crunch to it.
Yeah. This is what I imagine old-style biscuits to be like.
Like ship's biscuits.
Like ship biscuits. Yeah, ship's biscuits or something. Real kind of, you know, it's a...
Yeah, right. That is a good sound.
You
know?
You try doing that to a hobnob, see what happens, all right? You know what? You're going to end up with a load of biscuit on the floor. This, I'm worried I might break a table.
Yeah, it is very hearty. It's very tough. And yeah, it's got a really satisfying like crunch to it, like a snap, like you say. Mm. I guess that's where the name comes from, right?
Again, I think that's a mature thing. It's, you know, think about like a cookie. A cookie's very nice, but it's so juvenile to be that soft. Well, like a baby could eat it.
Exactly. And they go even further and they have stuff like cookie dough. And it's like, that's just obscene.
Yeah, that is basically the little baby mush you get
it's
in
like
pots.
It's like saying I'm a silly little baby and I can't eat food properly.
It's just like saying that.
It's just like saying that. But
this is, I'm an adult. I have teeth which I can use to break things. Most of these teeth are my original teeth.
Yeah, I have several. 8, 9. I don't know how many teeth people have in their mouths, but probably quite a few.
Enough for this.
I have 50 teeth, I reckon.
I reckon I probably have 51 teeth then.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll go for a dunk then.
Let's do it.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'm ecstatic right now.
You sound ecstatic.
If I seem a little... I'm probably not making a lot of sense right now. I'm babbling a little bit.
You're very high energy now. Like your energy levels.
Puppy dog or something. And that's because I'm just so blown away and chuffed to bits with how that dunked. It was incredible. Because it's such a strong biscuit, tough, strong biscuit, like they were in the good old days. It really kind of like held together nicely and still gave me a little bit of a tussle when I was biting into it. There was still something there. It didn't just fall apart like so many of the other biscuits that we've had after a dunking.
Yeah.
But this, there's still something there. And then it's just like that gingeriness comes out so much more.
Oh, yeah.
So much more. I would say...
it's a spicier biscuit.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, sorry. I think I need a moment to compose myself.
Yeah, you're a little bit out of control.
If you, take a moment. If you want to just take over for a second.
Absolutely, no problem. Yeah, I enjoyed the dunk. I didn't enjoy as much as you, though. I'm not as ecstatic as you are right now, but I'm still pretty happy. It absorbed more liquid than I expected because it was so tough. I thought, like, a bit like the chocolate evenets, the liquid was just going to run right off it.
Yeah.
But no, it created a union with the tea, which softened it up a bit. But like you said, it brings out the ginger a lot.
Like a lot.
A lot. Really, I'd say I would have liked a little bit more texture. I thought it melted away a bit too easily for my taste.
Okay.
But still a good dunker.
A very good dunker. Yeah. I think I'm a little bit more sort of, well, a lot more blown away than you have been. You seem pretty ecstatic as well, but perhaps not quite as ecstatic as I am right now.
I'm very ecstatic, but obviously I'm able to maintain my composure.
Yeah.
Because I'm perhaps a little bit more mature than you.
I think that's probably fair to say.
Yeah.
Because you probably, just in terms of our sort of age range, you're ahead of me by a good what? 10, 20 years. So I've got some catching up to do there.
Yeah, might need to stick a nork on that, but yeah.
Oh, man. That was wonderful.
Yeah. Do you have a score for it?
This will probably shock you, so...
I'm pretty shocked already the way you're acting, to be honest, because it's a little bit crazy, a little bit wild.
Yeah.
But
well, prepare to be bowled over. I'm going for a 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm in shock. I'm almost speechless. I'm almost lost for words. I almost have no words to say because that is an incredible score.
And I think well deserved. I feel very confident in that score as well. But I can't recall ever enjoying a dunk quite as much as that.
Do you think that you're possibly suffering some kind of medical episode right now? Like maybe you're having a stroke?
Yeah, quite possibly. That is also something that we might need to explore there. I have been very poorly lately.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm probably sounding a little bit hoarse.
there's a great David humor that we all love, and we will miss. We will miss it too.
What, am I going somewhere?
Well, no, I'm just saying just in case. I mean, you know, it's the older you get, kind of, you know, your survival rate drops.
If I do pass away, is there anything you'd like me to leave you in the will?
I thought you were going to say, is there any message you'd like me to pass on to the next world?
Oh, yeah. Have you got any words for God? I know you've had quite strong opinions about him before in the past. Do you want to just sort of get that out now?
Yeah, it's telling me still owes me $20. And I want it. I haven't forgotten. Anything to leave me in your will?
Yeah, is there anything that I possess that you would like or that you covet? Bearing in mind that... I will be survived by my wife, so she probably gets dibs on the PlayStation.
Can I have the little llama thing, the little llama toy? That is actually, really soft.
That is actually just her.
Well, can you just gift it to me anyway?
I don't know if that's how it works.
Well, why not? You're dead. You can, you know, it's like it'd be like your last dying wish. Be like, Charlie, my last dying wish, give David the llama.
Okay, it is very soft.
It's incredibly soft.
Yeah.
Okay, my score, I think I'm actually going to bring it down a notch. It was just a bit too soggy for me, my taste. But I really enjoyed how it brought the ginger out. Mm-hmm. But I'd like it to have been a little bit tougher, just a little bit tougher.
Sure.
So I'm going to go for a more sober 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, a pretty exciting edge of your seat round there.
That was probably the most one of the most exciting I've ever experienced.
I can only imagine how our listeners are feeling right now.
I am incredibly excited for what might come next.
And we just don't know.
No.
We'll find out together, though.
Okay. All right, then. So the reviews were a lot more sober on the UK and the US Amazon.
Right. Did they use any of those emojis?
I saw no emojis.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow. That's what the kids are doing these days, is lots of emojis.
Yeah, they. But a lot of that is drug slang.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't understand that.
No, I read an article on it in the Daily Mail. Yeah, told me all the kids using emojis to arrange sex and drug parties.
That checks out.
Yeah, and you know who's into that? Who's like supporter of that? Jeremy Corbyn, but you know. As I say, being a old reactionary person actually feels really good.
Mm. Although I just feel
incredibly confident, even though I'm totally ignorant about so many things.
Yeah. It's nice that you kind of have that sort of confidence of the sort of perceived wisdom of age.
Exactly.
The assumed wisdom of age.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Although I will say, I think probably Jeremy Corbyn is probably quite a big supporter of the ginger nut, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, I think it's very... I think the ginger nut kind of crosses parties. It's a bipartisan biscuit. I think it's less about party political lines. It's an age gap, not a political gap. Okay, so I'm going to start with the US Amazon first. This text is very small. My eyes must have got incredibly bad in the hour or so that we've been doing this.
No, because you had a similar problem in the last show as
okay,
well.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's just that. this first one, 5 stars, is from John Watson. Mm-hmm. And John writes, after 50 years, the only grounds for divorce I need fear is failure to deliver a 3:15 p.m., a strong pot of tea, 1 bag Yorkshire Gold, 2 PG tips, brewed for 20 minutes, strong, and 4 of the biscuits that can withstand such competition, McVitie's ginger. Okay, these are McVitie's, but it's, you know, more or less the same thing.
Sure.
A real bite of ginger, but they are brittle, and you want them whole for dunking. I have had several deliveries, but I don't care about your deliveries, mate. Mm-hmm. He finishes off, got to go now, kettle is whistling. But
so he kind of told us a little story there.
He did. It's a very grown-up review, you know. It wasn't just like, I like these biscuits, they taste nice. It's like, yeah. this is a little insight into how these work in the context of my life and how you might work with them as well in the context of your life.
It's so. Kind of a set of instructions, like a guideline that you can choose to follow or not. It's up to you.
Yeah, well, John and his spouse clearly... incredibly serious about tea and biscuits, maybe more serious than we are.
No.
And we started a podcast about it.
I don't think they're as serious as we are.
Well, listen to that again. 1 bag of Yorkshire Gold, 2 bags of PG tips. So you mix in tea bags, which is a weird thing. I've never heard of that.
My wife's mother does that.
Why?
I guess it's what works.
Okay.
It's like you create the blend that's right for you.
Okay.
And it's a similar thing as well. It's like you have, I think it's 2 Earl Greys for her and 2, I think, Yorkshire.
Yeah.
It's like the strong and the light together, I suppose.
Sorry, how many tea bags does she have?
Well, it's in a kettle, isn't it? No, a teapot.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It still seems like a heck of a lot of tea.
Well, we also have tea there.
Yeah, so that's 4 tea bags between like 3 of you, right?
Yeah.
This is 3 tea bags between 2 people. That's quite a lot.
Wait, how many are there? Brewed
for 20 minutes.
Brewed for 20 minutes is quite extreme.
That's crazy. This person, John, is very serious about his tea. But this is the kind of person that, you know, has a ginger nut, you know. They care about these things. They have standards.
Yeah.
They have, you know, they believe in etiquette and manners.
A lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of time on their hands. So another one from Amazon. A little bit more outlandish, this one.
Oh, okay.
5 stars. Nice spicy bite and crunch. Agree with that. Mm. This is from Lynn. De-freaking-licious.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Watch the language there, Lynn.
Yeah.
You're on a public forum.
Exactly. Maybe that's okay when you've had a couple of shabbly and you're with your friends. You can use that sort of language. But, you know, people are going to read this, Lynn, so
we've just read it now. And now all of our listeners have had to hear that as well.
Sorry, listeners. BTW, if you want to complain about how a product arrives, put the nasty review on the seller, not the product. Bang on, Lynn.
Yeah.
bang on.
Very, very good point, Lynn.
Exactly.
She's...
If you're going to be a pedantic complainer, make sure you're aiming your complaints in the right direction.
Exactly.
There's nothing worse than an inaccurate pedant.
Absolutely agree. Yeah, well, good on you, Lynn. I don't necessarily approve of some of your vulgar language, but... I think you make an excellent point.
Yeah, perhaps next time keep the seven-letter words to yourself, you know.
People will take you more seriously when you don't
exactly,
use
yeah.
words like that.
So when I go into the UK Amazon, mostly they're sort of similar sort of vein, but I found this one, which has really troubled me. Okay. 3 stars.
Oof.
Looked like your standard ginger biscuit, but has too much ginger. They are far too spicy for me. Now, I know white people have a reputation for not being able to handle spicy food, but I feel, you know, ginger biscuits being too spicy for you, this person has set back the relationship between white people and spicy food a good 20 years. Probably just about handle some mayonnaise. You know, that's about as spicy as she can handle. But yeah, that's very troubling. And I was like, who are these hotheads? Who are they? So I was like, what else does this sort of person like? And I haven't done this before, I don't think. I actually clicked on the user profile.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know what else would this kind of sicko be into?
Mm-hmm.
So one of their other reviews. The Brick Bible, the complete set, Bible stories taught with Lego.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've actually seen this.
Okay. 5 stars. Love it. Absolutely brilliant. Depicts the truth of the Bible. Fun, easy to understand Lego images. Great for people who prefer pictures over reading and those nerds who love Lego. That is needlessly negative. Okay.
You say those nerds who love Lego.
Yeah.
I don't really think of Lego as being a particularly nerdy thing.
No.
At all.
No, not at all. Whatever you worship, I recommend this artwork. So
okay,
that's good. The next thing on the list of reviews, Satanic Bible. But the Satanic Bible only got 2 stars.
Okay.
Okay. So the review title: demonic. Ooh, spicy. I read the whole thing. Satanists can't seem to agree on the prospect of whether Satan is real or not. This book both claims that the beasts aren't real, then offers chance to summon them. I can understand why you're giving it 2 stars. You got sort of, you know, that inconsistency. It pissed off some of my friends because they think this is 100% evil when it's just another perspective. My Christian friends stole it off me and burnt it, so I don't have a Satanic Bible anymore. They now keep telling me I'm full of demons, and when they come around my house, they keep trying to bind me in the name of Jesus, which makes me a little uncomfortable. So I'd say this book has had a small negative impact. But okay, so this is an interesting person, you know, multiple sides to them. And there's nothing wrong with having different perspectives, trying to get insight into different ways of living.
Sure.
But then there's this review, 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the review, MAGA. Great hat. Classic Make America Great hat. Brilliant for Trump supporters living in the UK. Now... Obviously, have problem, you know, just that hat is just fucking shit on every level. But for a person from the UK to be into it as well,
yeah,
they're just those fucking cultural tourists. And that's the same as going to India or whatever for 3 weeks and coming back and talking about mindfulness. It's like you're not submerged in the culture. You don't really get it. You just kind of like... you know, hooked your line onto something which you've seen and just gone along for the ride.
It's appropriation.
It is, yeah.
It's very childish.
It's very childish. And yeah, British people who act like American politicians are like their politicians are the fucking worst.
I agree. Yeah. Just be comfortable in the skin that you're in and the country you're in.
Do we not have horrible politicians for you to, you know, follow?
Do you know what it is? Because it's simple.
Yeah.
American politics, it's very good and bad. It's very black and white. And that's kind of how they do it on purpose. You know, they demonize one another, right?
Yeah, and it's more show busy as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas over here, there's a lot of gray. A lot of gray suits, a lot of gray men, a lot of gray beards.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very gray. There's no kind of like, there's not a lot of razzle dazzle to British politics.
Nothing sexy about British politics at all.
It's not like you're on a podium, there's a stage, and there's a big flag, and there's like something flying over, and there's a huge brass band playing. We don't do that.
No.
But this person has been like, oh yeah, I'm going to be part of that. So they've gone and bought themselves a Make America Great hat again.
Yeah.
Let's go with their satanic Bible and their Lego brick book. While they also hate ginger nuts, this person is the fucking pits. I give them 1 star.
So has the Amazon review section just become us reviewing other reviewers?
Yep, we are through the looking glass, my friend.
Because if anyone can judge other people, it's us, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think we've proven that we have, you know, the chops to actually pass reviews. So yeah, you all right?
Oh God. Yeah, fine.
Okay, good. Just try and keep. Stay alive for like another 15 minutes and then we're done.
We'll see.
Okay, then. Well, this is the final section then. This is the end. The biscuitness. I just kind of a bit overwhelmed because it's a quintessential biscuit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It feels very old fashioned. I wouldn't be surprised if it like predates a digestive. And while it wasn't part of my childhood, my growing up, I knew that someday it would be part of my life.
How do you think you missed it in your childhood then?
I don't know.
Did it just kind of like pass you by?
Yeah, maybe I was just too drawn to, you know, the pink wafers and the custard creams and, you know, there's maybe the party rings even. Mm.
See, I was never really like that. I think I was a bit of an old soul.
You know, it's great when people say that, but they say it about themselves. It's not like, oh, other people call me an old soul. It's just like, yeah, I'm an old soul. How do I know?
I'm me.
I know myself.
Yeah. Part of being an old soul is knowing yourself.
It is.
Part of being mature is knowing yourself.
Know thyself. Yeah.
Know thyself. Very important.
Yeah.
I'm a comfortable adult who knows his strengths, knows his weaknesses as well.
What are your weaknesses? You care too much. you're too intelligent for the popular culture.
Yeah, I miss out on a lot of kind of social activities because I'm just too smart. I'm not an intellectual.
No.
I'm emotionally smart.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's the thing. Yeah.
I'm much more emotionally intelligent than everyone else around me.
Yeah.
So I find it difficult to fit in.
Yeah. But you're also incredibly tough and resilient as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That kind of alienates you from a lot of people because a lot of people are precious snowflakes, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And they're always kind of bugging me to open up. Just tell us how you feel, Dave.
Yeah.
And I never will because that's not how it's done here
and
in Britain.
And they're like, you know, consider someone else's point of view. And it's like, I don't need to. I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough. You don't need to kind of
know
walk
thyself.
A mile in soul. Know thyself. Not know everyone else.
Yeah, that's not
know?
How the saying goes.
Exactly. And walk a mile in someone else's shoes is a terrible idea. The shoes aren't going to fit you. It's going to be uncomfortable, you know?
Exactly.
Keep walking in your own
exactly.
shoes.
Exactly. And also,
that's
like...
That's most comfortable.
And also, like... I know in myself what I am, and that's all that I need to know. You know, I don't really need to kind of concern myself with the minutiae of, like, you know, other people's lives.
Mm, absolutely. And if, you know, there's some biscuits doing the round, plate of biscuits, and you pick up a ginger nut, and someone else is like, oh, going for the ginger nut, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Bit spicy, eh? Don't want something a bit sweeter? You're like, no, I don't. Thank you very much. I'm comfortable with this. This is all I want.
This is who I am.
Yeah. And if you were more like me, you'd be better off. And so this whole bloody country, because it's bloody gone to the dogs, it has. I'm telling you, it's gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I feel this is a biscuit you graduate to. It's definitely part of your kind of biscuit timeline, your biscuit life.
Yeah. The fact that we enjoyed it so much, does that mean that's where we are now?
It does, yeah. It means we're older. I think if we've been doing this show, well, if you've been doing this show like 10 years ago and I've been doing it about 70-odd years ago, then we probably wouldn't have scored this biscuit so highly.
No,
we would have probably been...
What's all the fuss about, man?
Exactly, yeah. It'd be like, Whoa, I'm glad I'm not some old gripper. Do kids say gripper? Yeah, they probably do. I'm glad I'm not some old gripper eating ginger nuts. I'll stick to my Mars bars and drugs, thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we're a bit older now, a little bit wiser.
Yeah.
Don't really have the Mars bars and drugs anymore.
No, and we have ginger nuts and medication.
Yeah, yeah, we have drugs which are legal.
If I want a bit of a buzz, I'll have a Lemsip Max. Thank you very much.
Oh, for me, I can't sleep after that. It's terrible. Terrible heartburn as well. Yeah, I think this is a strong biscuitness, scores. I'm feeling strong biscuitness from this.
Yes, very much so.
And I feel it's kind of unique as well. I can't think of another biscuit like in its class.
It's kind of a strange idea in a way. When you actually kind of deconstruct it, it's like biscuits, okay, yeah, chocolate biscuits, sure, that makes sense. Biscuits with cream, sure, fine,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Spicy biscuits? What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, this is crazy. This has never worked. And then you have it's like, wow, this works perfectly. And it's just the biscuit I need for this period of my life, even though I didn't realize it before.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what the future holds, because we can't go back.
No.
I think that's an important thing to sort of like realize and to sort of take note of here. Mm-hmm. We can't go back to the biscuits that we had before. We've crossed a line.
Yeah.
You know, we're at a certain point in our timeline now,
mm-hmm,
where we're at the mature stage. And I think we can only get more mature. You can't really go back to the party
lines. Yeah. Well, as we found in the pink wafers.
Exactly.
We thought those biscuits weren't for us.
In terms of what we enjoy, just when we're not doing the show, I think we can only really have biscuits meant for our age range, I suppose.
So it's only really ginger snaps from here on out?
I think so.
Until
unless we find something else. I suppose shortbread is up there, isn't it?
Maybe.
Garibaldi.
Yeah. Oof. Mm. But they're very different. They're very different. They haven't got that same tang, that same spiciness, that same slap on the tongue.
Perhaps that's it. Perhaps the ginger nut is the kind of last hurrah.
Is this the end?
I think the ginger nut is kind of like, it's kind of a way to say goodbye to flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a goodbye to sweetness.
Yeah.
You know, you've had the sweetness when you were younger, but now a lot of the people, your friends, maybe your sweetheart has passed on,
mm-hmm,
and you're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
The sweetness is gone.
Yeah.
But you have something and it's got a slight sting in it. And that's kind of just the sting of your immortality. And that's what you get at the end of a ginger nut.
Yeah. Ginger nut it's a biscuit for later in life, but it's in the autumn of your life. But it's on the cusp of winter, which is where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then. Biscuit nut score?
I'm going to go for a 4.5.
I'm going to go for exactly the same, 4.5.
Excellent. That's a very mature choice of score.
Mm-hmm. Shall we each have a ginger nut and step into the darkness?
I'd love to, with you.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, Bite Size, to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Biscotties. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.